This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike to tell you along with Charlie Long. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, the newest member of the New Orleans Saints, offensive lineman Dylan Radens. Dylan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Dylan, kind of tell everybody, what was the main look here with the Saints? You have an opportunity certainly to play quickly along the offensive line. This team has had some issues up front the last couple years. But what was the main draw to the Saints?
Yeah, out of all the teams that were interested, just the short visit I had with them, the coaching staff, and then, like you said, the opportunity to play, it just all made sense. And, yeah, it was an easy choice at the end of the day and just excited to get out there on the field.
Dylan, I think about this. Man, if I was to talk to the 16-year-old Dylan Radens and tell him, and let me tell you your story 10 years from now. Okay, you were lightly recruited. You played defensive line, offensive line in high school in Minnesota, go to North Dakota State. You're part of three FCS national championship teams. End up going to the Senior Bowl, and I know Jim Nagy, he was the first one to tell me almost day one, man, Dylan Radens is really putting on a show here. And you get to be a second-round pick, and you've continued this career. Man, what a crazy journey, but I always love the journey in life for people because for you, it's not over. You still have so much left to go in your NFL career, but to get to here – if I was to tell you that as a 16-year-old, your reaction to that?
I probably wouldn't believe you. I had when I was going off to college, even my high school coaches were like, "You're going to play on Sunday someday," and I thought they were all crazy. I mean, I was a tall kid, so I always had the height, but I was about 245 my senior year of high school, just playing basketball and whatnot. So, I mean, I never had the weight to play offensive line until I got to college. So, yeah, just rolling with the punches, rolling with the journey, growing the way I did. Luckily, I had a lot of good father figures in my life. A lot of my coaches helped me develop into who I am today. And so, yeah, I'll give it up to them for developing me into the man that I am today and the player that I am today, because at 16 years old, I always watched NFL football growing up, and it would be a dream come true to play in it. But I never really thought it was possible until about halfway through college when my O-line coach, Connor Riley, who's now the O-line coach for the Dallas Cowboys, he kind of told me that I could play on Sundays if I wanted to. And, yeah, I kind of just took it from there. But, yeah, so at a young age, I always had a dream of doing it, never really thought I could, and then eventually just came to fruition.
with the Titans, you kind of played every position, not kind of, you played every position other than center for the Tennessee. Mm-hmm. In talking to Coach Moore, offensive line coaches, coaches with the Saints, have they set a certain position? Because I think a lot of people like myself feel, I know you played strictly at right guard last year for the Titans, that maybe that with this team, you're going to be on the left side.
Yeah, I guess that's the opportunity that's open right now. Obviously, there's nothing set in stone, but left guard would be the opportunity that's there. We'll see how this whole offseason goes, going to put in work. Ultimately, at the end of the day, I'm trying to play football. I'm trying to get out on that field. So wherever they see me fit to play on the O-line, that's where it'll be. And like you said, kind of right now, it's going to be that left side.
Kind of building a little bit off of that question from Mike Dillon, just looking at our St. Sideline reporter Jeff Nowak has the stat, the snaps by position throughout your career. Jumbo tight end, you have 13, left tackle, 162, left guard, 322. Right guard, as Mike had mentioned, you played all last season in Tennessee, 1,080 snaps at right guard, and then right tackle, 504. Just like the versatility of playing around the offensive line, you know, you can bring that to this offensive line for the Saints.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely my playing days in Tennessee made me a lot of versatility there. But yeah, I think it just it made me learn a lot about myself, not only at my physical body, like as a player, just being able to figure yourself out, because in college I only played left tackle. So being able to just figure my body out physically and mature more into that. And then, just mentally being able to take any challenge that gets thrown at you throughout the week or throughout the day, just being able to switch sides, switch positions. I think it just mentally prepares you for a lot.
And Dylan, you mentioned you played left tackle. You played offensive tackle at North Dakota State. We talked with Landon Young last week, who just re-upped with the Saints as well, a backup offensive lineman that started out as tackle, and he played his collegiate career tackle, but he's played some guard at the NFL level as well. And he mentioned how it was easier to play guard once you played tackle. Is it kind of the same process for you? Was it easier to play guard once you played tackle and back and forth?
Yeah, they definitely both come with different challenges. Guard, you got to keep your head on a swivel because guys come from both sides. That tackle, you kind of look outside in, so you kind of know that. But obviously, there's a reason they pay those edge rushers in the league $20 million plus a year. So those guys can be dudes. And not to say that there's not dudes on the inside as well, but at guard, at least sometimes you're kind of in the middle of the slide side. So you get a little bit of relief throughout the game. So I think both come with challenges. But yeah, ultimately, at the end of the day, being a longer guy, I'd say – the shorter inside as a being a guard, being able to make contact quicker definitely helps a little bit.
Dylan, everybody works with different people in the off season. So, what's your workout routine in the off season? Do you work with somebody that's offensive lineman or former offensive lineman or a coach?
Yeah, right now I'm down in Dallas, Texas, working with Duke Manyweather.
Oh, okay, with Duke
guys.
I got you.
Yes. Yep. Correct. So. This will be my first offseason doing that, and I've loved it so far. And, yeah, just being able to be around other pro guys that work with Duke, it's huge to be in that community working around these guys, especially guys who are very successful at it. So, yeah, it's been good so far.
One thing I can tell you about Duke, man, he stresses fundamentals. That's something he really gets on guys that he works with about. Is winning on the fundamental part of the game, and I'm sure you're hearing that already from him.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, every single drill. I mean, we got him and another coach. He splits us up into three groups, so we get more one-on-one coaching. And, yeah, it's been good so far, like I said, and it's been awesome learning from him.
Your first impressions of Kellen Moore, because that's special for him. This is first time being a head coach in the National Football League. And so your thoughts on first impressions of Coach Moore?
Yeah, I shook his hand, met him very briefly. I'm excited to meet more of him and get to know him more. But, I mean, just knowing that a guy who just came off Super Bowl win, being able to bring that energy into the building – as a new coach, I'm sure it's going to be great. And like I said, just excited with the initial handshake that I had with him, and excited to grow the relationship from there.
Dylan, this ain't dancing for pro football, so you get injuries. Anything this offseason that you had to get cleaned up, or are you healthy this offseason?
I'm pretty healthy this off season. I mean, like you said, you get nicks and bruises throughout the season. Like I said, I missed one game last year from a toe injury and then one game from a shoulder injury, but came into the off season, luckily with a clean bill of health, was able to finish the season out, starting and playing. So, nothing to worry about here.
Dylan, Brendan Nugent is back as the Saints offensive line coach, and I just wanted to ask you if you've had any interactions with him yet and what he's told you about his envisionment for you on the offensive line.
On the visit, got to meet with him, the assistant line coaches, just talked a little bit of his history, and obviously he's been with the Saints before for a while, and just talked a little bit scheme, what he expected out of the run game, what he expected out of the pass game, technique, all that stuff, mentality. So that was a good meeting. And, like I said, looking forward to learning more about the offense that they're going to put together and what they're going to expect out of the offensive lineman and getting to know him more. It was a good initial meeting and excited for more.
Dylan, you got to go up against him up close and personal and see it in practice too. I think one of the best players defensively in pro football in Jeffrey Simmons, from a guy looking across, and you see that guy in practice and, you know, his work ethic, but you've watched him. That guy, that's the way you play defensive line, because he's a big man that can run. He's fundamentally sound, but, man, he's real physical, but he sort of shocks people with his athletic skills.
Yeah. Jeff was one of our leaders in Tennessee, if not the leader, a few of those years. And, I mean, with his work ethic and leadership, he's one of those guys you just you're happy to have him on your team, because when he puts those pads on, he's definitely one of those mean defensive linemen. And he's strong, and like you said, he's quick, and he's definitely a disruptor. So every fall camp, when we have to go against him for a few weeks straight, we're just happy to see a new opponent, new faces when the regular season starts, because it's not fun going against him every day. But he's a good player, a lot of respect for him, and he was good for us in Tennessee.
For a young offensive lineman, let's say a teenage guy that's trying to play offensive line, any advice you would give him? Because this is a game of footwork and leverage and hand placement and everything else. So what advice would you give a young offensive lineman in those growing stages?
In those growing stages, I mean, I'd say just learn a lot about your body physically, as far as your core, your balance, being able to obviously handle bull rushes in the NFL is huge because everybody's so strong. So I'd say just figure out your body, figure out your weight, grow into that, whatever that looks like for that player. And then core and balance are huge. And then obviously you can always get stronger being a young guy growing up, unless you're just squatting 500 out of high school or something. But, just being able to get that strength up, get that core strength up, and that balance, because you got to be able to handle a lot of different things that they throw your way when you get to the NFL.
You know, Dylan, Mike brought it up with Jeff Simmons, but I also want to get your thoughts on Tavondre Sweat. Mike and I had broken him down, broke down all his tape entering the 2024 draft. Man, a wide load, a big dude, very physical, but also such an incredible athlete for how big he is. Just, you know, going up against him in practice, I know you saw it like up close and personal.
Dylan, I don't want him eating New Orleans food. Man, I know he don't like to get on scales. I know that for a fact.
For sure, T-Sweat, he was not only a great teammate, fun guy to be around in the locker room, but, you got to get your hands on him quick, because you let him get a full head of steam, it's going to be hard to slow him down, that's for sure. So, great athlete, great guy, definitely an exciting future for him.
Had you ever been to the city before, to New Orleans?
Only to play preseason game Titans played, and then I didn't play in the other game. That was the year I tore my ACL, so I was a healthy scratch on the sideline for that. But, it's the only time I've been here is to play football, and it was in the Caesar Dome, which was an electric atmosphere to play a football game in.
There's no question about it, and I would tell T-Sweat this, and I'll tell you, you don't have a difficult time with weight. Man, the food here is going to be hard to walk away from. I'm going to be honest with you. Hard to push that
That's
plate.
That's what I keep hearing. Yeah.
Dylan, Dylan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Wishing you the best of luck with the Saints. Stay healthy. And, man, to be in that dome and to hear that chant, that Who Dat chant, man, it is really something special.
100%. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm excited. It was a pleasure being on. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much. Dylan Radins, Saints offensive lineman, looks as though, Charlie, he'll be playing left guard. And his competition there will be Nick Saldivari. I know people in this organization that want him to be the starter, Saldivari. But he got to stay healthy.
He got to earn it too, Mike.
But, man, he was a guy who came in with a lot. He was a small college guy, similar to Dylan.
Old Dominion.
From Old Dominion. He was a tackle that they kicked inside. So there's some similarities here. Mm-hmm. Now, Dylan's he's been more healthier than what Saldivari's been.